The third part of the question is economic challenges. Dr. Zakir Naik, what guidance does Islam provide for addressing economic inequality and poverty in Bangladesh? How can Islamic principles be applied to improve the economic situation of the underprivileged in Bangladesh? The third pillar of Islam, it is Zakat. The first is Tawheed, second is Salah, third is Zakat. And according to the third pillar of Islam, that is Zakat, every rich Muslim who has a saving of more than the nisab level, has a saving of more than 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that saving in charity. It's compulsory Zakat every year, every lunar year. So in this system, what Islam proposes is there should be a Baitul Mal or a Zakat Baitul Mal. That means Zakat of the full community of the full country is collected, and then if it's under one entity, under one banner, it will be more powerful, it will be more effective. So if you put your Zakat into Baitul Mal, and the economic system is such that if you put into Baitul Mal, that Baitul Mal can support various activities. If it's a centralized Baitul Mal, the amount collected would be huge, and then you can decide whether you should renovate or you should make a new complex, where should you invest. So if the Baitul Mal is big, it can help the Muslim Ummah. And if you give Zakat, the Quran says in Surah Hashr, chapter 15, verse 7, it prevents the wealth from circulating only among the rich. And as far as economy is concerned, Allah has told us in several places, including Surah Baqarah, that Muslims should not deal in riba as interest. Today, unfortunately, the full world economy is controlled by riba. And therefore, the power of economy is in the hands of few Jews who control the banks of the world. So Islam is against interest-based banking. Islam is against doing business on interest. Riba is prohibited. But there is an Islamic alternative, which is called a Sharia-compliant bank. And these Sharia-compliant investments, etc., we have to see to it that if we follow these principles, the economy will be stable. And the currency also will be powerful. So follow Quran and Sunnah, follow the economic system, follow the Sharia compliancy. And inshallah, that would be helpful for the country of Bangladesh.